you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022, and as you know, Marianne, we call it the Prime Lifetimes in Review because of this wonderful publication. Again, kudos to Dr. Bill Gingold, who I guess it's now been 5 and almost a half years where he and I talked about this publication and whether it'd be something that the Great News Media Ministry would want to take on, and he said he loved what we're doing for our community at large and reaching out to people, and had a heart for the seniors as well as young and old alike, and just our humanitarian efforts and the things we've done. One time at Sinai Temple, we set up a teddy bear box as we had done 6 or 7 humanitarian trips to Israel where we took teddy bears and did a lot of different humanitarian projects, special mission projects where we're reaching out and sharing God's love and doing tangible things. One time we were at a soup kitchen and chopping up vegetables and doing all that.
Another time, sort of thing.
Oh, we did everything.
You do personally? Did you chop up vegetables?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we sat at big tables.
I wanted to hear that out of your own mouth.
I was doing the carrots, so I was doing a lot of the... What do you call it when you do
shredding
that?
That's okay. I see the movement. The movement was shredding.
Yeah, and then we worked at Red Mountain Therapeutic Riding Center where they work with autistic and special needs children. They use horse therapy.
Oh, that
was down in the Judean desert, down towards the Dead Sea. We worked on building a little fort. It was kind of like a place where children could go. It was an after-school project for kids with challenging situations. It was like a play area. And that was kind of a funny story. We had Jacob Lambright, who's Amish, lives in the Amish community. When we arrived to the scene, we didn't have any power tools or anything, and we're all like, how are we gonna saw the boards and do all this? And he just got us all set up, and we built that. We painted a number of murals around Jerusalem and in Tiberias. We have one that we always visit. I show everyone when we drive by. Kathleen Jennings is the one that we did, like the 7 fruits or the 7 species. It was like wheat and a pomegranate.
The pomegranate
was like 6 feet in
dynamic. Oh, did
Kathleen draw it? Yeah, she would trace it out, and then we would paint and fill it in, did a whole big background. Oh, we did a number of different projects, and then we donate blood. And that was always touching for everyone because you'd get a little sticker. It'd be in Hebrew and in English, and it would let people know that you donated blood. And so many times, people would say, well, if you're a tourist and you're here visiting Israel, why would you stop and donate blood? And it always gave us opportunity to share the love of God and to encourage them. And we went during, you know, I've taken many trips to Israel, but some of the trips were during the 1st or 2nd Intifada when there were the suicide bombers people weren't going to Israel. And we just felt a passion, kind of like a calling. No, this is when they need us most. They just need people to be there to say, hey, we care. And, you know, it's always a spiritual pilgrimage, you know, being on the biblical sites and hearing the scriptures read and the narrative of all these things happen in these locations where, you know, David was, or, you know, the prophets and where Jesus walked healed and told stories and taught. And so, I'm kind of getting fired up. I'm getting off track on why.
I feel like we're going to have a trip to Israel any minute now.
Yeah, well, people have been asking. I have hosted 28 trips. And
only that many.
I was going 2 or 3 times every year for a number of years. Yeah. This is the longest it's been that I've not been in the land, and we have so many friends
over
there.
COVID is not the right time to be doing anything like that.
No, and the restrictions, and
exactly.
They've not had tourism. Many sites are closed and such. But it does somewhat tie in. You're saying, Mark, you're on a pretty huge tangent
that
here.
That never happened.
Well, that's right. But it will
People
tie in.
People are going to be so shocked.
That's right. Mark, you're staying on point today. No, we're going to be reading a real touching, powerful story that's in this month's edition of the Prime Lifetimes, the January edition. It's titled Beacons of Hope in a Period of Darkness. It's by Bob Lehman, The Righteous Among the Nations. And that's one of the things that we do on each and every trip. We go to the Holocaust Museum, and it's always very powerful. And
oh, goodness.
It's tough. It's rough. In fact, usually we follow that visit with the time of doing a service project or planting trees or something, because you have all those emotions, seeing the brutality that the Jewish people went through and the sin-fallen world, what people do when they don't follow God, and just the tragedy of the whole Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And so people don't know what to say, especially when we close out with going through the children's memorial.
Oh,
and you walk in and there's some candles lit, but it shows it as if there's thousands of them. And they're reading off name after name and where they're from and their ages. And it's brutal. I mean,
it's just beyond horrifying.
Yeah. So usually everyone gets on the bus and you're trying to process. And what do you do with all that? And so we try to have a tangible, like, let's plant trees or let's try to make a difference or let's do something. And so, and so that's just always a real hard thing to work through. And I hope through today's reading and through what the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation has submitted, we have a couple different stories and some things that are coming up locally that people can attend and view and see and learn, might bring some hope into this period in time where God did raise up individuals from different nations and different cultures to assist and help.
And you know, Mark,
so there is a bright spot to this very sad, tragic point in our history.
You know, one thing I appreciated when Mr. Kahn contacted us and Bill Gingold introduced us to Mr. Kahn, they really, they do bring a lot of light upon the Holocaust, a lot of emphasis, and because anti-Semitism is becoming so prevalent again. They also really care about all ethnicities and races and trying to address the situation. If we have to stop the hatred of all ethnicities and races. It's a broad spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if I sidetracked myself, but did I mention that Bill and Phyllis did end up donating the Prime Lifetimes publication to our radio ministry?
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever fleshed that out, but appreciated how he and I began talking. He said it would be a good fit, and the Prime Lifetime publication continues to live on, but it was Bill and Phyllis's generosity to donate it to Great News Media, Good News Radio, Inc. at the time.
Yeah.
And so we've continued to write stories and publish this for these last five. I was going to look on the wall. Remember, at Lincoln Square Mall, we had every edition on the wall.
So we did.
You guys all voted me down and not putting it on the wall in here, but it was a great visual aid to
see. We just
have
some racks in here.
Yeah, every publication that we produced, but we appreciate.
Well, Bill Gingold is a generous guy, I'll tell you that much.
Very smart and entrepreneurial.
Yeah,
and
he is.
Gifted
he is.
In so many different ways.
He's going to have a big legacy in lots of arenas, I think.
Sure, sure.
Okay, this is by Bob Lehman. And Bob Lehman, I'm going to read the byline first, if that's okay, Mark.
Yes.
He is co-director of the Holocaust Education Center, Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. He teaches history and Holocaust and genocide studies at Westville High School in Westville, Illinois. Lehman has been researching, studying, and teaching on all aspects of the Holocaust for over 30 years. He's pursuing a Ph.D. in Holocaust and genocide studies from Gratz College, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His proposed dissertation focuses on the efforts of Orthodox, Christian, and Catholic saints during the Holocaust. Okay, this article is titled Beacons of Hope in a Period of Darkness, The Righteous Among the Nations, by Bob Lehman. The summer of 2000 brings memories of my visit to Yad Vashem, Jerusalem's Israeli Holocaust Museum. One inspirational memory was walking along the Avenue of the Righteous Among the Nations. The Avenue of the Righteous was inaugurated in 1962 with the planting of the trees as a symbol of renewal of life to recognize those non-Jews and Gentiles who assisted the Jewish people during the Holocaust.
And once you enter into the Holocaust Museum, there's like a big lobby area where you check in, or like if it's a bus group, and they might assign a certain guide, or your guide will take you along. And then as you walk out the doors to the right, there's all these trees planted, and many people go and put a stone next to the tree or at the base of the tree as a symbol of, you know, thanks. It's like what you would do when you go to a funeral and you put flowers. Well, in Israel, because of the temperatures and such and the availability of rocks all over, that's a way of kind of putting a permanent right. reminder marker that you were there and that you thank them. So you would see certain trees where they would be piled up, a bunch of rocks. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
They do that also on many of the rabbis' tombstones and such. They put the rocks there.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals, the Jews and the Gentiles who assisted the Jewish people during the Holocaust, who were selected as righteous among the nations, are remembered with these trees for their actions in the rescue of Jews during the Holocaust. In addition to the trees planted in honor of the righteous, Yad Vashem has created a garden of the righteous, which includes a wall of honor, inscribed with the names of the righteous in alphabetical order by country. Yad Vashem has recognized over 27,000 individuals as righteous among the nations. They're from 51 different countries and from a wide spectrum of occupations and positions in society. There were religious individuals from many different Christian denominations, and over 100 identified by Yad Vashem were Muslims. They span the spectrum from high government officials to church figures, both high and low, peasants, farmers, merchants, soldiers, school teachers, and many others. The righteous provided direct assistance, including providing shelter or hiding places, food, forged documents, and medical assistance. This assistance could be of a short duration, lasting days, or for a longer period of months or years. If caught, the individual or family providing assistance faced death or imprisonment in a concentration camp. Some individuals are more well-known than others. They include businessman Oscar Schindler, Irina Schindler, the Polish nurse, who smuggled hundreds of children from the Warsaw Ghetto and who later suffered horrible torture at the hands of the Nazis. Shun Simpo Sugihara, the Japanese diplomat in Lithuania, who provided thousands of transit visas to Jews. Varian Fry, American consular officer in Marseille, France, who helped smuggle over 1,000 individuals out of Vichy, France. Raoul Wallenberg, the Swedish diplomat who issued thousands of transit visas to Hungarian Jews in the summer of 1944 to escape deportation to Auschwitz. And Greek Orthodox Metropolitan Dimitrios Chrysostomos and Mayor Lucas Carrier from the island of Zakynthos in the Ionian Sea, who protected the local Jewish community in the face of deportation to Auschwitz. These individuals shared the same altruistic characteristics as thousands of other rescuers, both of those identified by Yad Vashem and those not so identified. Though the true number of rescuers of Jews during the Holocaust will never be known, historians estimate there were from 50,000 to 500,000 non-Jews and Gentiles. Many rescuers who survived preferred to remain anonymous and avoided public recognition for two primary reasons, identified by Samuel and Pearl Oliner in their groundbreaking work, The Altruistic Personality, Rescuers of Jews in Nazi Europe. The reasons were that these rescuers felt they did not need public recognition for doing what they saw as their basic duty for their fellow human beings in need, but also included the fear of being labeled a, quote, lover of Jews, and the negative connotation that this label would place on them, both during and after the war. The Oliners coined the term altruistic personality to describe the behavior of these rescuers. This personality is rooted in altruism, the enduring predisposition to act selflessly on the behalf of others, which develops early in a person's life.
And probably very true of most moms. I mean, isn't there something that they just want to give to their children?
It can be. Altruism is a favorite word of mine because it means giving unselfishly without definite payoff. Hmm. Even some moms, maybe there's a payoff. Their kids will act right. Maybe some spouses, my husband will think I'm so unselfish. Or, altruism animals sometimes have. And this is like no payoff. The only payoff might have been highly negative, like right. you'll be put in prison.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's an incredible word, I think. This personality is rooted in altruism, the enduring predisposition to act selflessly on the behalf of others, which develops early in a person's life.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Those honored by Yad Vashem and thousands of others who remain anonymous risked their lives and those of their families to assist those who faced a certain death at the hands of the Nazis during the Holocaust. The Holocaust Education Center of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation uses the stories of the rescuers and the righteous among the nations as lessons for Central Illinois students, emphasizing the virtues and sacrifices the righteous exhibited in saving Jews during the Holocaust. These lessons are important in today's climate, when there have been a proliferation of hate crimes and anti-Semitism throughout our country. Lessons from the lives of the non-Jews and Gentiles, the righteous, show the importance of standing up to hatred and intolerance and building on the intrinsic values of altruism within each of us. The acts and stories of the righteous provide examples of the importance of standing up for those who need help and assistance as they're experiencing the direct impact of hatred and prejudice.
Hmm.
Thank you, Bob Lehman.
Yeah, appreciate that. And why don't you read his byline again
in
case some of our listeners want to know more information. And in fact, if you pick up this month's edition, the January edition of the Prime Life Times, you'll be able to read a couple other announcements of some upcoming activities and viewings mm-hmm. and how to be more connected into Holocaust education.
And just to mention, one of those has been postponed due to COVID, the Auschwitz experience, the art from prisoners.
Yeah, that's on page A3C, History Through the Eyes That Saw It, the Auschwitz Experience in the Art of Prisoners.
And yes, the first time it's ever been exhibited in the United States, but it'll come. They say it'll come. It's just being rescheduled.
Sure.
Okay, Bob Lehman is co-director of the Holocaust Education Center, Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. He teaches history and Holocaust and genocide studies at Westville High School in Westville, Illinois. Lehman has been researching, studying, and teaching on all aspects of the Holocaust for over 30 years. He's pursuing a PhD in Holocaust and Genocide Studies from Gratz College, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His proposed dissertation focuses on the efforts of Orthodox Christian and Catholic saints during the Holocaust.
Mm. I know on Wednesday we've begun the practice of reading listener letters, but in light of the importance of reading this whole story and talking about it, I'm going to close out with a special song and would pray and trust that this story and this information may prove helpful and help us all understand extending God's love to all people and hopefully minimizing any prejudice or racism or biases you have because of other cultures mm-hmm. or the ways that people are. Mm-hmm. May we be united and understand God's love and extend it to everyone.
It's one of the greatest attributes of God, one of the great ones, love.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Ha-gad-ya, ha-gad-ya. Dezavinna babit reizoze, ha-gad-ya, ha-gad-ya. Dezavinna babit reizoze, Desavina babi treizu zei kadadia. Viata kala venasha
zabina babi trezu ze kadadia. Vehata nora, vesara lepotra, nora, vesara putra, vehata maya, vikapa lura, vehata le tora, vesata le maya, vehata soke, Shakat le kora, lehata malach amare, shakat le shoke, Deshata le maya, deshara le kuka, dekava le kuka, dehita le kalva, denasha le shuka, deahla le kya. Dezavina vavi trezo zei, kadkadiyah.